The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Middle of the week. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. If it'll fire. Okay. Hold on there. That should be playing. Why isn't that playing? Try that one more time.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Well, what's that? Now everything's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, do you occasionally want to kick whatever console you've got in front of you, and how do you keep from doing it? Okay. But I can't do that. I'll have to do that during the break. All right. Coming up later in the show, it's going to be the world according to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. We're going to talk about the recent developments in the presidential race and our role as it's going to unfold. That's coming up second hour. Third hour, for those of you that watch, could not tear yourselves from watching Sons of Guns, the actual owner of the shop, which is now what was Red Jacket Firearms and is now, I think, called Ackless Defense. Joe Moe will be joining us. We'll hear what's going on with them, what kind of fallout they're dealing with. As we're leaning into this NRA meetup, I'm told it's not called the convention. It's called a meetup. What difference does it make? And I have a special place in my heart for trainers that are in my generation, or maybe older. And today we lost a very good one. Pat Rogers of EAG Tactical passed away. No details on that yet. This guy trained and trained and trained. He trained, I don't know how many people. He had Bravo Company had a gun of his that was a signature gun of his. Pat Rogers dead today. I don't know how old he was. He was older than me, and he was still out there running and gunning. Around the United States, laws are being loosened up. We have guns in bars and in airports and in daycare centers and in sports arenas. And conservative state lawmakers around the country are pressing to weaken an array of gun regulations, in some cases greatly expanding where we can carry a gun. But legislators are encountering stiff opposition from what heretofore has been somewhat of a trusted ally, law enforcement. In more than a dozen states with traditions of robust support for gun ownership rights and where legislatures have moved to relax gun laws during the past year, the local police have become increasingly vocal in denouncing the measures. They say the new laws expose officers to greater danger and prevent them from doing their jobs effectively. Leonard Papania, he's the police chief in Gulfport, he said, "We are a gun society and we recognize that, but we should be writing gun laws that make us safer." How does that work there, Chief? Do you want every incident on your street to escalate to acts of gun violence? Now, this is him saying that me and you, if I come up there and I run over your mailbox accidentally while I'm dodging a dog, you're going to come out and blow me away. We have no more control than that. Mississippi's measure, signed into law in April and pushed mainly as an effort to allow worshipers in church to arm themselves, is one of several that have passed in recent months. West Virginia and Idaho have approved laws allowing people to carry concealed handguns without a permit, and in many cases without a background check. Texas, the carrying the gun, if you can buy the gun, you can carry the gun. It has nothing to do with a background check. Whoever wrote this doesn't know what they're talking about. Texas has already, given the residents right to carry handguns openly. Oklahoma is getting ready to pass a similar measure in the next several weeks. Of course, we here in South Carolina have a lot of false starts and stops. During the past year, on the state level, the debate over guns has been quite fierce. Gun control groups have challenged and sometimes even outflanked us on certain levels, but only in certain places, and only in places where they had half a chance, like New Jersey or California or New York or something like that. There has long been a tension between the interests of law enforcement and the efforts to roll back gun regulations, but the conflicts are becoming more frequent as gun laws are expanded, particularly in states with permissive policies. Now, one thing I would ask, and I don't know if this piece has it in here or not, but how many of these people are police chiefs versus sheriffs? Because we talked about police chiefs yesterday. Police chiefs are hired by city councils. They're hired and serve at the leisure and the pleasure and the convenience of mayors and city councils. So they're just echo chambers. And they're just minor birds repeating certain things. Despite the current conflicts, police officers and gun rights advocates have long been largely on the same side of the national debate over guns, but police departments have insisted that gun owners be required to receive training as their officers do. Some of these officers don't receive that much training. They also insist that people with violent histories who are more likely to clash with police be blocked from obtaining weapons. Where does that extend to, though? Does that mean you've been convicted of a crime? Okay, if that's the case, I get it. But if you haven't been convicted of a crime, sorry, pal. Sorry. Recent legislation, including constitutional carry laws, which typically eliminate the police's role in issuing permits or questioning people who are openly armed, has frayed the alliance. Lad Everett, the spokespole for the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, said what is alarming to the police that they have no power to ascertain the potential criminal background of an armed individual until the crime is committed, but by then it is too late. The presumption is always, for the gun grabbers, that if we're armed, we're the lawbreakers. We've already broken laws. We're criminals. If you have a gun. If you have a gun. Take a steak knife. Club. Gun. Well, of course. The objections to these laws are not only about officer safety. What it boils down to is we've got a bunch of police who are listening to, and in most cases, they're already anti-gun. They're already anti-gun. Here in my state, the South Carolina Sheriff's Association, which shouldn't have been a part of it, and SLED are against constitutional carry. And here's the thing about this law enforcement agencies. You don't have a dog in the fight. I'm law-abiding. Your job is to uphold the law, to enforce the law. You sitting around and trying, if you want to be a politician, get to elective office. I give more credence to something when a sheriff says something than when a police chief says something. And if a police chief is just going to be a minor bird and repeat a bunch of anti-gun talking points, there's a problem there because I'm not the one you're talking about. A police officer, no matter what he is, whether he's a police officer or a sheriff's deputy, never has anything to fear from me. I'm probably going to watch his back. Getting out there and complaining about more law-abiding people carrying guns is sort of shooting yourself in the foot. Because the cops are not, they're not the ones keeping the law in order. We keep the law in order. They take care of the guys that are breaking the law. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. All right. I don't know what it is. Yeah, let's see if that. That's, maybe that's what was happening. I don't know. Deep breaths. I'm supposed to be taking deep breaths. You're likely to hear zero mainstream media coverage on this, and this is about a culture of corruption. Okay? This is about a politician who would try to control everybody in his jurisdiction. He is former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, once one of New York's most powerful politicians. Recently, he was sentenced to 12 years in federal prison Tuesday following his conviction on corruption charges. Judge Valerie Caproni also ruled that he must pay a $1.7 million fine and forfeit $5 million, which is the net amount of money prosecutors said he earned through two kickback schemes. He was told to surrender to prison by noon on July the 1st. Caproni said, corruption attacks the very heart of our system of government. Corruption is going to be dealt with seriously. Before he was sentenced, of course, Silver, who is now totally emasculated, if you will, by all of this, spoke briefly in a very quiet voice, saying he'd let down his family and colleagues and constituents. No, he just got caught. He was having a big time. He was having a big time in the land of the Sullivan Act. Shelley Silver, as he was almost universally known along his many, many friends in the New York Democratic Party, represented Lower Manhattan, or Wall Street, if you will, in the state's assembly for 40 years. He ran the state assembly, and if you think him being caught with this was the sole indiscretion of an otherwise virtuous life, you're an idiot. At the center of his downfall was the issue of how business and politics intermingle in Albany. Prosecutors said that he abused his power for personal gain, while defense attorneys argued that he is acting within the law, even if people were uncomfortable with a system that allows for legislators to earn an outside salary. See, what they're trying to do is they're trying to say, look, he wanted to earn a living wage. Well, you know what? In politics, that's supposed to be a part-time job. And if he was actually out there, say, working at a law firm, for example, going in, hanging up his coat and his hat and, you know, sitting down and working cases like a lawyer would, that's one thing. But that's not what he was doing. Prosecutors said he earned kickbacks through work he professed to do for personal injury firm White and Luxembourg. In that scheme, prosecutors said Columbia Dr. Robert Taub would send patients with mesothelioma and asbestos-related cancer to the firm via Silver. The doctor would receive $500,000 in research money while Silver earned referral fees. In addition, prosecutors said Silver took what he considered referral fees from a real estate tax firm while directing tax breaks to two developers, including the state's largest political donor, Glenwood Management. During the trial, prosecutors said Silver lied about his work by claiming none of his clients had business with the state, though he was being lobbied by Glenwood. Along with the corruption presented at trial, the judge also considered evidence recently unsealed that showed Silver had two extramarital affairs with women who had business before the state. So here we have a man who's he couldn't control himself, and yet, as a politician, he wanted to control other people. He wanted to control the people of his, you know, in his area. Running the state General Assembly, he was the man until he got arrested. And now he's not the man. And now he's on his way to jail. And this is what we see. Someone who couldn't control himself that wants to control us is what it boils down to. So that being said, well, couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. Politician steps off the reservation. Well, too bad for you. In other news, in a study published in the prominent medical journal BMJ, for everybody wanting to save lives, okay, don't be looking at guns. If you really want to save some lives, listen to me right now. The third leading cause of death now in the United States, which kills more than 250,000 people a year, are errors by doctors and hospitals. That's more than strokes, respiratory disease, and Alzheimer's combined. Martin McCary, a professor of surgery at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, which is a Bloomberg thing, who led the research, said in an interview that the category includes everything from bad doctors to more systemic issues, such as communication breakdowns, when patients are handed off from one department to another. It boils down to people dying from the care that they receive rather than the disease for which they were seeking care. This issue of patient safety has been a hot topic in recent years, but it hasn't always been that way. In 1999, an Institute of Medicine report calling preventable medical errors an epidemic shocked the medical establishment and led to significant debate about what could be done. The IOM, based on one study, estimated deaths because of medical errors as high as 98,000 a year. McCary's research involves a more comprehensive analysis of four large studies, including ones by the Health and Human Services Department's Office of the Inspector General and the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality that took place between 2000 and 2008. His calculation of a 250,000 deaths equates to nearly 700 deaths a day, much more than the 60 that commit suicide, much more than the 15 that are killed by strangers, and then the other 15 that are killed in gang violence. That's about 9.5% of all deaths annually in the United States. McCary said that he and co-author Michael Daniel, also from Johns Hopkins, conducted the analysis to shed more light on a problem that many hospitals and healthcare facilities try to avoid talking about. They all extol patient safety and the highlight of various safety communities and protocols they have in place, but few provide the public with specifics on actual cases of harm due to mistakes. The big problem here is that, once again, we're looking at something that is real, that is much, much more prevalent than guns, and nobody's looking at it. This also did not make the news. Also did not make the news. So there's a joke out there about doctors. You know, half of them graduated at the bottom half of their class. Think about that the next time you go into a doctor. Think about that the next time you go into a hospital. Be careful in there. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
All right, welcome back. I'm not sure if this is real or if this is The Onion. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I must have pushed the right button because it didn't play again after that. I said, I'm not sure if this is not The Onion. Coming from the UK Telegraph. Now, I told you yesterday that the, when I was, or I don't know when it was that I said this, but it was either Monday or yesterday. So when I was in Europe, the military there, the German military is called the Bundeswehr. And the Bundeswehr, they always look nice and pretty. Now coming from the UK Telegraph, 26 years after I have left the military, we get this. German soldiers taking part in a four-week NATO exercise in Norway earlier this year had to leave after just 12 days because they'd gone over their overtime limits. Troops have complained to a parliamentary watchdog that they're being forced to spend entire days doing nothing under the new rules. Hans-Peter Bertels says it can't be that we can't fulfill our NATO obligations because of overtime. He told this to the Bild am Sonntag newspaper. You see, German soldiers are limited to 41 hours a week of work and cannot be paid overtime. I'm not making this up. I'm not kidding. The German military, coming from the American interest, the German military has been beset by embarrassing and widespread equipment problems in recent years. It also has a teeny tiny ISIS problem with just over 24 former soldiers having joined the jihadist group and more suspected of sympathizing. And now, despite loud pledges of reform in the face of renewed Russian threat, comes this bit of tragic comic news. Sounds like the Germans have some work to do to get their defense affairs in order. No. And yet the government at the same time chose to release a grandiose white paper calling for accelerated formation of a pan-EU army. Now, Germany is not alone in their whole thing about wanting to, play social policy over defense effectiveness. Defense effectiveness, military defense effectiveness, should be predicated purely on brutal killing. Nothing else. No, don't worry about equal rights. Don't worry about, when I was in the military, I was not in a republic. I was not in a democracy. The military had complete and total control of my life while I was in the military. And I volunteered for that. Here we have a very feminized military. We have a transgender obsession. And, Obama's been looking at the military as a way for social transformation. And these are all just blatant examples of the same phenomena. And right now in Moscow and Beijing and Raqqa, they're laughing. They're falling in the dust laughing. Because while we're soft, they're hard and ready to go. And believe me, they can't wait to go. Now, Obama has allowed 20,000 illegal immigrant criminals back onto our streets. They don't care about obeying the laws and abiding with the Constitution and the safety of the of American people when it allows sanctuary cities unilaterally implements the DREAM Act and knowingly allows dangerous illegals back on the streets. When an illegal alien kills a U.S. citizen, very few comments, no outrage at all from Obama or Clinton or almost all Democrats. There is no wall-to-wall coverage in the media. Since these killings do not fit in with the agenda, there is a stifling of the news. All lives obviously don't matter. Then last week we're treated to another speech from Obama saying we need more gun control laws because the guns are the problem. Chicago has very strict gun control laws and murderers are way up. But to Obama, it is the gun that is a problem, not the criminal that uses the gun. The gun obviously lured a 9-year-old into an alley and executed him. The gun was the obvious culprit, not the career criminal gang member that was out on the street that pulled the trigger. I'm sure this nice man wouldn't have had found a way to murder this child with another weapon if the gun had not been there. The gun made him do it. It used the forces. Obama needs to learn what causes violent deaths. It's not objects that cause violent deaths. They may be used to implement violent deaths, no doubt about it. But dangerous criminals and gang members and terrorists should be kept off the street. They're the ones executing the action that brings about the violent death. They will get weapons of some sort no matter what is banned and commit crimes. Pressure cookers. Fertilizer. Doesn't matter. Airplanes. It doesn't matter. Our founding fathers knew what was really dangerous to our freedom. And that's why they wrote the Second Amendment, not just for hunting. That's why they acknowledged the right to keep and bear arms. They were worried that the government would have all the weapons and the people would not be able to fight back. Now, that is obviously not the case here in these United States, and we should all be just pumping our fists over this while the gun grabbers sit back and say, there's too many guns on the streets. Just look at them and say, and we're not even done yet. The Nazis confiscated all the guns and at least 6 million people died in death camps. They might have had a chance had they armed themselves. While Obama moves to have amnesty, while Obama moves to change us into an Islamic country where, I don't know what else you would call it. Right now we've got state governments in some cases, local governments in some cases, educational bodies in some cases, and they're all extolling the virtues of Islam. And, they do it all under the guise of freedom of religion while they vilify Christianity. While they vilify that. And in the meantime, we're also looking for amnesty. We're looking for anything that will be a democratic voter. We're giving back voting rights to felons in places. Obama wants to do it. Clinton wants to do it. Terry McAuliffe is trying to do it, except he's going to get sued by the GOP of Virginia. You know, see through it, folks. See through it. This is, it's only about power. And here's the thing that is, it should be startling for you. Because here's what you have to realize about power. Power today is not true power. Political power is not true power. Because political power does not wield any force. It does. When you get out there, and I want you to look at what's happened here in the United States. The political class has attacked the police via Black Lives Matter. They have attacked the military via all of this social petri dish, you know, mumbo jumbo. I was about to cuss there. Sorry about that. And they, you know, they've taken the very mechanism that they would have to use in order to force us to be disarmed, and they have turned all of these people against them, or they have made them basically, you know, completely ineffective. Completely ineffective. I don't, you know, that's what they think power is. They think power is passing a law, putting law on the books, that you will comply. And they may get some cops to come and push you that way. They may pull it off. But it is completely unsustainable. It is not sustainable at all. Too many veterans walking around that remember a different day. Too many. Too many law enforcement that believe the oath. Too many people out there that have had enough. We'll be right back.
So you gotta take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
a place where Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Block and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. I want to take this opportunity, if you're going to be in the Louisville, Kentucky area the weekend of the 20th, 21st, 22nd of May, come to the NRA meetup, convention, whatever it is. It's going to be at the Expo Center in Louisville, Kentucky. There, you can meet me for what that's worth. But I'm going to be meeting all of these people that I've had on the show. If they're going to be there, I'm going to bring them there. Sponsors are going to be there. People that have been guests. Dr. John, who's in the chat room right now, he's going to come. Rob Morris is going to be there. It's going to be a pretty big time. We've already made provisions for bail and legal counsel. Yesterday, in Georgia. Now, Georgia passed some laws where the anti-gunners went crazy. They said, they called it the guns everywhere laws. And since then, they got ready to pass a law in Georgia where they would have had one of these bathroom things where you know, whatever you were born as, if you were born as a man, well, you had to use the men's room, even if you're transgender. And, I believe their governor vetoed it, but I know that their governor vetoed campus carry yesterday. This has been sitting on his desk for over a month. This legislation, HB 859, was passed by the Georgia House on February 22, 2016. On February 26, he took front and center in defending the bill, even suggesting that those who opposed it were using old arguments that had proven vacuous after other concealed carry expansions. On March 11th, the Senate concurred with Deal and passed the bill. But once it reached his desk, he then grew quiet. And yet, the anti-gun crowd was not quiet. Breitbart News reported that Michael Bloomberg funded Every Town for Gun Safety, launched an ad campaign against campus carry on March 7th. And on April 25th, Michael Stipe, I talked about him and his big beard, he was out there talking about all the stuff. All the stuff. Everybody had a gun became a sexual predator, according to him. And in the end, Republican Governor Nathan Deal sided with Every Town and Michael Stipe. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that Deal vetoed HB 859 on Tuesday. This is an example of a politician who believes that you have to give to get. And the only problem with this is that you cannot appease the gun grabbers. You can never appease the gun grabbers. The gun grabbers are coming. They know they can't get everything up front. They're not even looking for half a loaf. They're looking for a slice. And they'll take a slice every time. And this was a slice. This was a slice. And for some reason, Nathan Deal, and I don't know what it is about the political class. This is why I'm not in politics. I would never survive in this. I would be in jail. I'd have to hire Raven as my chief of staff just to run at me and tackle me every time I was getting ready to go after some other senator or representative's neck. It just don't work for me. It just don't work. Meanwhile, in Connecticut, victims of domestic violence in Connecticut will now receive additional protections with the passing of a bill aimed at prohibiting those who are subject to a temporary restraining order from possessing guns, thus eliminating a critical window of time during which a victim's life could be at risk. In Connecticut, from here on out, every time they serve a warrant, a restraining order, there will be no more shootings because they're going to take the guns. And he won't be able to get no guns. It says so in the law. The bill is heading to Governor Malloy's desk in the coming days for his signature before it becomes state law. Passed in the Connecticut General Assembly, the House passing its version of the bill last week and the Senate approving it Monday. This is to strengthen gun laws following the 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, which, of course, had nothing to do with restraining orders. At all. Had nothing to do with restraining orders. But it's a good springboard from which everything else can come. Malloy, who introduced the bill in February this year, said the bill is vital for the safety of domestic violence victims. We have a moral obligation to work to prevent needless tragedy and to make this law, he said in a statement this past Monday. Women in abusive relationships are 5 times more likely to be killed if their abuser has access to a firearm. Don't know where he got that from. When an instance of domestic violence rises to the point that a temporary restraining order is needed, we must do everything we can to prevent tragedy. Now Connecticut will take a common sense step towards strengthening and enhancing our gun violence protection laws. I'm sure Carol Bowne is happy that she wasn't murdered with a gun in New Jersey. She had a restraining order. She was trying to get a gun. She didn't get to get a gun. She did get to get killed. And he didn't use a gun. Therefore, Carol Bowne must have the moral high ground. She only got stabbed to death. That's not really bad death. Only gun death is bad death. Only in restraining orders are supposed to prevent gun death. And this is clear. That's clear cut proof that a restraining order will stop a gun death. All of that stupidity has nothing to do with anything. The goal is to minimize violence. Violence in whatever form it takes. If Carol Bowne had been killed with a brick, if anybody in Connecticut was killed with a brick, they're going to be just as dead as if they were shot. Therefore, going after a tool, that's pretty stupid. That's pretty stupid. You need to be taken. If you really think this guy is a threat, this kind of a threat, then you need to be taking a harder look at other things besides that. Now, under current state law, only those with permanent restraining orders are prohibited from firearm possession. Those with temporary restraining orders must attend a hearing with a judge before a full restraining order can be granted. This process often takes several weeks during which a victim's life could be at risk, according to the supporters of the bill. Now, what if I'm a known gun owner and I'm getting a divorce? And, you know, divorces are not one of these things where they're out there, "Hi, honey, you want to get a divorce? Yeah, okay. Well, listen, I've enjoyed it." That they can get quite contentious. So, you know, somebody getting out there and throwing this in the wind is sort of wide open for abuse. The new bill will require the subject of the temporary order to turn in their firearm to police within 24 hours. What happens if the subject of the restraining order says, you know what? Forget this. I'll move across country. I've always wanted to live in Oregon. Is he still subject to that restraining order when certain logistics get in the way? Right now, Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, the Democrat from Connecticut, is working on his legislation of his own to turn this into a national policy. Congress must follow Connecticut's lead and end its complicity with domestic violence gun deaths by passing national legislation prohibiting domestic abusers from having a gun. My measure would save lives by preventing domestic abusers across the country from purchasing or possessing guns. Abusers are often at the height of their rage after being served with a temporary restraining order, and this new Connecticut law removes deadly weapons from their hands before they can cause irreversible harm. The link between guns and domestic violence is a deadly one. We must act quickly. Lives are literally on the line. Does it matter if they get strangled by hand? Of course, Gabrielle Giffords, who shouldn't be allowed to own a gun at all, she had to weigh in on this. She said, I applaud Connecticut's leaders who stood up for common sense and voted for this responsible gut bill that will make it harder for abusers to get their hands on guns, she said in a statement posted online. Do you really believe she typed that? I'm getting sort of tired of hearing from her because I don't really think we're hearing from her. I think she's somebody they trot out. They take her to the range and let her shoot and then snatch the gun out of her hand because she's really quite dangerous with a gun. But they will let her trigger off one round while everybody stands well back. They should let the lady get some help. But I don't believe 90% of the statements I hear her making. I think Mark Kelly's writing them, and I don't know why. According to the Giffords Organization, Americans for Responsible Solutions, women in the U.S. are 11 times more likely to be murdered with a gun than women in other developed countries. Here we go with the developed countries picadillo again. Does that matter? What does it, aren't we wanting to just reduce violence in the United States? And isn't that going down already? Aren't we sort of solving a problem that doesn't exist? Coming up next, the world according to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot,
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.